Welcome to the Renee Richards Show with your host, psychic medium Renee Richards.
Welcome to the Renee Richards Show, and I'm your host, medium Renee Richards, and I'm back. I've been gone 2 or 3 weeks, and the first thing was I was having husband difficulties, and the second thing was I was having technical difficulties. Good grief. So anyway, and the husband difficulties weren't really that big of a deal. He just wanted to take me out to dinner for my birthday on Friday night, right? So I don't know. Anyway, we went out. Well, it was before my birthday, but he, you know, we do everything before it happens because we're old and that's how we roll. I sound like those squirrels. That's how we roll. Anyway, so I'm going to go right to the phones. I'm going to get busy. And thank you for tuning in. I am very relaxed and kicked back, so I'm not real, like, I mean, I'm not real professional in that respect. I am as far as reading. I try to be very professional in that, but I'm just not one of those stuffy people. I'm just real down to earth and the way it is, right? Okay, here's my disclaimer, and now I'll go to the phones.
Please be aware that when calling into the Renee Richards Show, the possibility of names, dates, and some personal information will come up in the reading, as Renee is a conduit for spirit. Renee cannot edit this information, and she must say what spirit gives her. Renee Richards is not a medical intuitive, financial advisor, or physician. The Renee Richards Show is broadcast on other networks and throughout the Internet. All rights reserved for entertainment purposes. Thank you.
That's why we try not to use last names or your phone number. That's why we have a wonderful screener who does just a wonderful screening job for me. And every time I hear that disclaimer thing, I start cracking up. I don't know why. But you really do have to put a disclaimer on because people say, well, you told me that this or that. And psychic information really does shift and change really fast, especially psychic information. And it can change the next day. I mean, it just flip-flops really fast, depending on what's happening. And the way things are right now, this crazy-ass world, it's really flip-flopping. So I'm going to take a drink of water. I also took an antihistamine, and it's making me feel really weird. Okay, so I'm going to go talk to Michelle here. Michelle?
I'm here. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I love talking to you.
Well, it's nice to hear your voice. You have such a pretty voice. You know, when I talk to people, I just pick them up off the board here, and I hear your voice. I instantly get pictures in my head. So I don't, you know, I'm probably not right, but anyway, you have a beautiful voice. So, did you have a question tonight?
Thank you. Well, you know, I was asking about my daughter and about the drama and all that. But I was also curious about, am I going to, I live on my boat. So I'm curious if you see me moving anytime soon, a place that we can afford. Right now, we're paying $300 a month. So I don't know if we can afford anywhere else. You know what I mean? We got to get it worked on. But the work, we've been waiting a year to get it fixed. So we can't go anywhere till we get it fixed. I just got a lot on my mind. So I know you can't answer everything.
Yeah. I know. That's a tough situation. I mean, you probably like living on your boat, don't you?
Oh, my God, yeah. I would never move anywhere else. I love living on my boat. I love it. I just was, you know, I was hoping for a private dock somewhere else, but I don't know if we'd ever be able to afford anywhere else, you know?
Yeah, gosh, that stuff's expensive. I remember my first husband used to have a boat, and he would dock it, and it was just so expensive. I'm like, why are you? We never even go on the darn thing, you know? But at least you guys are, that's your life. What a wonderful life, you know, to be able to be on the boat. But it needs repairs, right? So you need to get off that boat for a while.
Oh, no, we can stay on it while they're repairing it, but we live on it. I sold everything just so I could live on the boat.
So you're asking then, will you be able to find a reasonable place to dock it?
Yeah, well, we're already docked, but we're wanting to find a little bit more private spot, maybe something that's in a different town or... I mean, we're okay where we're at. I mean, you can't beat $300 a month for electric and water, you know, and the dockage fees. But we would love to go into the next little town, but don't know if we'll be able to find a place because it is a very big boat. It's an old boat, but we've been working on it for 2 years now.
I think that's going to be a hard thing to find, but I do feel like if effort is put into it and a lot of energy behind it, I think you can find something more private and quieter, and you'd be more satisfied. I do think, and I don't think it's that far away from you, and I almost feel like it's something private somehow. I don't know why. Where are you at?
Carrabelle, Florida, south of Tallahassee. You just go straight down, and it's right there on the coast, the Carrabelle, Florida.
Hmm.
Right now I'm at my daughter's, you know, because I'm waiting for her to have the baby, and one of the child's autistic, but she's had some problems there, and so I'm trying to help her with the baby until she delivers. But you might be picking up that I'm in Georgia, but I actually live in Florida on the boat, you know.
Mm-hmm. So a baby's coming. Is it due like any time? Any minute, huh?
Yeah, we're waiting just any minute. It's actually not due until January the 4th, but they know that she's going to go early because they had to stop her contractions a week ago because of her kidneys, and she went into labor, and they stopped it to get the steroid shots in her. So the baby's lungs could develop.
Oh, boy. But isn't medicine wonderful, though? And I think everything's going to work out okay. I mean, I think the baby will come early, but not too early. And they've delayed it, hopefully. And I think everything's going to move okay. So is that the questions you had then about your daughter?
Oh, the youngest daughter. Yeah, I just didn't know how to respond to her because of all the drama. Not this daughter that I'm with right now, but my youngest daughter. Yeah, the other one. The other one's the one that's stealing, and I don't know if she's doing drugs or is it just her personality like her father and a narcissistic. I don't know how to respond to her or how to get close to her or I don't even know how to ask it in the correct form. There's just so much drama. It's stressing me out because I'm trying so hard to be close to her, and she just turns everything around. And it's
How old
just,
is
it's
she?
Just pushing me away. 22.
Yeah. And she's stealing. Is she stealing from you?
No, she hasn't stole from me that I know of. But when we go to the Walmart, the first time I went to Walmart with her, and she at the checkout line where you check out yourself, she just put it right into the bag instead of scanning it right in front of me. And I looked at her when we got out that door, and I told her, I said, don't you ever do that again with me, ever.
I says, that you're going to get caught. I said, you need to stop that. I says, you know, you could get me in trouble. They could think that I stole it. You know, she was just putting it in my bag as we were checking out. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, I've been with someone who did that and didn't even think twice about it. And I was like,
you don't think twice.
Yeah. I think that, so was that a long time ago that the two of you were together at Walmart like that?
Yes. And then when she had her baby, I went shopping with her. And I thought maybe she stopped, but when I went shopping with her, I noticed that she had stuff all up underneath her car seat as she was going out the door. And I was like,
well, you know,
she
okay, I'm going to tell you right now that, like, when I look at her through you, and some people would say, you're not supposed to do that, but I can't help it in this situation, that she's got red flags all over her. Now, that young lady, she's on the brink of getting into big trouble. I don't know. I think there's drugs involved, but I would not call her a drug addict. I don't feel like it's that big, but that it could be down the road. I do think she fools around with stuff, but it's not like I'm a drug addict and I got to go steal things to pay for it. I think those things that she's taking, she just wants. And she needs some help. She needs somebody to step in and say, this isn't right. You've got a baby. You have to take care of the baby. You know, you have responsibilities and blah, blah, blah. And I think that's where we're going with this. And I feel like trouble is a brewing. So somebody has to step in. I don't know, you or your husband or a friend, somebody, and can talk to her.
I tried to say something to her, and my husband did too. And she got so mad. And she's like, I don't do drugs. But she's lost all this weight and got bruises on her. And I think it's, she looked sickly, and she got so pissed off at me. I mean, that she was basically threatened to have me arrested because I was slandering her reputation because I said something to my husband that I thought she might be doing drugs.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
And so that puts fear in, it puts fear in me, you know what I mean, to do anything.
Right, right. But something needs to be done, or she's just going to get in trouble, and then she's going to get arrested, and the baby will be taken away, or you'll have to take custody of the baby, or you know, something like that. That's where I feel like this is going. I feel like this isn't going to be a good ending, and this is not. I know this is horrible to hear, and I could be really wrong, but I really don't think I am. And then it affects you. And the whole family. So I don't know if you want to do an intervention or, I feel like the next thing that's coming, are like handcuffs. I just keep seeing police officers. So something's going to happen and it's not that far away. I don't feel like it's really that far away.
Is like the handcuffs over within the next what?
Like within the next 6 months or so.
Now, do you feel the handcuffs is over stealing or over drugs?
And, you know, the weird thing is I feel like they go to her home.
Oh, so it could be drugs.
I don't know. Well, it could be that they follow her home. I don't know, but I feel like it's more like at home. Is she living with someone?
She's living with the dad of the children. They're not married, but they're together. And I think he's doing drugs too.
Yeah. Well, she's awfully young, and I think that if she does get into trouble – I think she will probably be able to get out of it halfway decent. I don't think they put her away or anything like that, but to jail. But I think she's going to get the you know what scared out of her, and that's going to straighten her out. And
maybe she'll change towards me.
I think so. She's just being a part of her. I think that's just that defiant age, you know. I think that mothers and daughters, and I see a lot of this like in the beginning, and then they turn around as time goes on and say, oh, mom really did know what she was talking about. And that's what I think is going to happen here. So I think it's going to be.
Do you see what kind of drugs it is?
No, no. And I don't think she's addicted or anything. I think she's just fooling around. Now, she may later on down the road it become more serious, but right now it doesn't feel like that. And it feels like she really was not meant to live this life of being an outlaw, but that her ways will be changed. She's going to figure it out, and she's going to be okay. She's going to have to maybe go through this time period. You know, she has her own past and her own set of learning. She chose you as her mother, and you agreed to be her mother, and that's it's going to be a difficult road. As you already know, it's already beginning. You're seeing the signs and you know what's coming. And the best thing you can do is keep reaching out to her, keep telling her that she needs to get some help, or does she want to talk to someone? You know, she doesn't have to talk to you, because through social services and all kinds of things, she could get counseling and help. With the child, I don't know how many children. Does she have more than one child?
Two children.
Yeah, she could get help. You know, just somebody to talk to that isn't part of the family where maybe she could open up to. I don't know, but I think she's on that path where something's going to happen. But I don't think it's going to take her down or anything like that. I think it would be almost like a slap on the wrist, but it's a warning when it does happen of what's to come. So it really is up to her. But as mothers, because I had a son, my oldest son, who was an addict, and that's all I could do was offer, you know, rehab when he was ready, or to talk, or to find someone that he could talk to. And he didn't want any help. And so he had to go all the way down. And then he finally got help. So, and he's been
sober.
Oh,
yes, he got so mad at me. I told her I was there for her. I told her, if you ever want to talk, I'm here for you. And she got so mad that I even said that to her, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there. I know. And it hurts. It hurts so bad. But if you, even though she says those things to you, you keep telling her you love her and that you want to get her some help if she needs it, and that can all be done through with the kids, you know, through social services or any counselor or something like that, where she could talk freely and see if, you know, offer her help, and to get her some help somehow. And then that's all you can do, honestly. And love her. Keep telling her you love her no matter what. But, you know, if she's going to steal when you're there, I would say I can't do this with you anymore. We can't go shopping if you're going to keep stealing, you know, because that could be a mess with you there.
Yeah, I didn't want to be any part of that.
I know, little fart that she is. She's got, I'm feeling her correctly, she's got quite an amazing energy and a lot of compassion and love, but she's just kind of steering off the path. And this is her deal. She has to figure it out. But you can be there by keep offering and telling her you love her and support her. But if she's rude to you or mean, you know, I thought, do like I do. I can't talk to you right now. Goodbye. When you want to talk, let me know, you know. Okay, Michelle, I sure hope that helps. Good luck.
Oh, it did. Thank you so much. I enjoyed talking to you.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Bless your heart and your soul. You take it easy. I know it's not an easy road at all. Kids just aren't easy. Okay, I'm going to Nicole.
Hello.
Hello, Nicole.
Hello.
Hi, it's Renee. How are you?
Hi, it's Nicole.
Yeah. So what's up?
Well, I might have talked to a psychic before, and they said, oh, I see you moving in January. And I said, oh, I thought to myself, oh, no, I'm moving in November. I'm moving in November. And I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know what how it's going to work out. I guess I pretty much know where I'm going to go. It's probably the same thing as always, but I was wondering, what do you see for me, like, throughout the weeks coming up?
For moving?
Tell me, what do you see for anything coming up in the next week and 2 weeks? And moving should be in there somewhere.
We hope so, right? If that's what you want.
Yeah.
So do you know where you want to go?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. And
I think I know where I'm going to end up.
Pardon me?
I think I know where I'm going to end up. Probably the same place as always, you know.
Where's that?
In the city.
Oh. You don't like the city, or you do like the city?
Well, I live in the city. I have family in the country, and I grew up in the country, but I mainly live in the city where there's a, because I don't drive. I take buses and bus routes and, you know, have things nearby.
Right. Yeah, I like the country too, and I moved into the city, even though it's a small city, it's still a city. I mean, I have neighbors. It just drives me crazy. And they're nice neighbors, but. Okay, so I think that you're kind of at odds with yourself. You know what you really want, but yet it's something you can't really get right now. And I think that that is to be more in the country, even though the city does offer, has good things to offer. I feel like... you know, I don't feel any movement for the next 2 weeks. I'm not feeling
try
like
expanding. I mean, like, try expanding, because I feel like you're feeling my surroundings. This is a grounded place. This is not a moving place. I am definitely where I'm sitting. This is the seat to be sitting in. This is just a not moving seat. Can you expand into a...
Okay.
Like the
you
life?
Want me to go to your life? What do you mean?
I mean, like, so if we focus on moving, or what if we focus on next week, or, I mean, you did.
Yeah, okay, so for the next 2 weeks, I don't feel any moving. So if I go to December... December opens up, but then I think, oh, there's the holidays. And but December is open for you if you want. Have you found anything for December?
Well, see, like, I feel like you're just feeling the house, because the energy of the house is well, it's not, that's not exactly about me moving. That's more about me I'm like kind of wondering, what do I have to do to move? I'm like, what, who do I have to call? What do I have to do? Do I, what's going to happen so that I can get this apartment?
Okay, so you have an apartment that you have an apartment that you want, and you filled out the application and done everything that you need to do?
Yeah.
Okay. And is that
for I'm supposed to get back into a program?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Am I going to have to leave this place of living right here, where I am now, and go possibly into a place, a facility, or what will happen, like, to get me into this new apartment?
I feel like, okay, you're going to have to get into this apartment that you want. I feel like you're like 2 months out from that then. So,
I feel like 2 months out. Oh, my brother's birthday is in January.
That doesn't have anything to do with it, but I really feel like it's going to take you a while to get to where you want to make the change, to have everything put together that you need. And I feel like there are a lot of little parts that have to go together to get this done.
Okay.
So all the little parts are going to take like 2 months, and I don't see, so the rest of this month, maybe even longer. Well, let's see. Rest of this month, and December is sparkly for some reason. And then January, I feel like you're in.
But where are you going to be living in the meantime? Because it can't possibly be here.
I don't have any inkling on that part of it. Okay. I'm sorry, Nicole. January is your month. And it's not making a lot of sense. So I'm going to go to Wendy. Thank you, Nicole. Wendy, are you there?
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi. What's going on with you there?
Well, I had spoken to you about my efforts at getting approved for my long-term home health care.
Yeah, and what happened with that? Did you get it or not?
Well, currently what's happening is there was a very intensely detailed letter that was created regarding every little tiny detail about my health conditions that are in my medical records. I went to my doctor. She signed it. She smiled. She wants me to get this. And she said she'll even call the company and she wants to support me. So that's one good thing that's happened since. And also there is an attorney who has dealt with insurance company for at least 20 years. And he has won millions for clients. And I think he feels compassion for me because he wants me to keep him posted about what's going on. And I'm supposed to get a quote in writing of a care plan. This will all be submitted within another, maybe in about 10 days. So I am getting help.
Oh, good.
What do you think is going to happen? Previously, you said you saw 1121. I would be approved, but, I know things change sometimes. What do you think?
I still think that this month, sometime, you're going to get approved. And you're real close.
Oh, thank God.
And I think, yeah, you're close. And the interesting thing is that that attorney, I like him. I like him because he's willing to help you without bringing you all the way in and then having to charge you or anything like that.
You know what? He's off the air. I would love to tell you his name. He is I think he's a spiritual man. He must be a multimillionaire. He is a good person.
Yeah, I can tell. And so with him by your side, possibly, but I don't think you're really going to need him. I think that it's all going to come together by the end of this month, the 1st of December, and then you'll be all set to go. And I think it's really important that this all comes together. You've been working really, really hard, and you're getting some help. You need more, and you're going to get that help. And so just keep chugging along, because everything that you're doing is paying off now, and you've done a lot. It's been a lot for you. So,
I put so much energy into the universe to bring these people to me to help me. I don't think it's by accident that they're helping me. And,
no, I don't either. I think you absolutely manifested it. Yeah.
And I do want to, I'm a humanitarian, and I want to help people that need help too. I want to share with you also that I've been friends with Rosie for 40 years. We started talking again about 4 years ago. And about 3 weeks ago, she said her ex, I think his name is Ron, wanted to take her out to lunch to celebrate his birthday. And I said, oh, that's great. That sounds like fun. Give me a call later. He didn't call me. And she hasn't really been speaking to me. And usually we spend almost every day talking an hour or 2 hours or more. So this is a huge change in behavior. And finally, I sent her an email and I said, I'm beginning to feel awkward because you haven't responded. And then she texted me and she said, wishing you the very best. It's best this way for now. I'm busy or something. And I can't figure this out.
See, that's what happened. That guy came along and she went out with him, and now he's the bigger part of her life. And it's kind of like, I think, replaced you. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what?
That's what I'm thinking, and I wouldn't take it the wrong way. I would take it that I think she's having a good time, and maybe with him, and that's what I think. That's what I feel. I don't feel like it's anything against you. It's just like now she's really busy with him and her life,
well,
probably.
I'm happy for her, for goodness sake. But I would think she could still spend maybe 20 minutes on the phone with me every couple days.
Now and then. I don't know, but that's the feeling I get. I don't think it's anything that you did, or I don't think she doesn't like you anymore, or you did something that you're not aware of. I don't think that at all. I think that she's just having a good time, and I think she's busy. And
we'll see. Ever resume our friendship?
Yes, I think so. I think so. I think this whole thing is so new, and maybe she's just really excited is what it feels like, and that it'll settle down. It'll get, you know, more normal, and she's kind of all Twitter-pated right now, and when that's all over, then, you know, it becomes normal. She'll come back. I think
Do you think she'll start talking to me before the end of the year? When do you think she'll resume talking to me?
Yeah, I do. I think before the end of the year. I think you'll hear from her around the holidays as they come. Yeah, you'll hear from her. You will.
Hang on to that,
Wendy. Yeah, because I truly believe that she will. She'll get a hold of you, definitely. Thank you for calling. Okay, Sharon. Hi, Sharon. So what's going on?
Oh, I'm so happy I got on.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right
I've
here.
I've listened to every one of your shows, and I've never gotten on. This is the first time.
Oh, how funny. I know.
I relax because I work all day, and I just sit here with my dog. But anyhow, hi. Okay.
Do you have?
Oh, her name is Olive. She's going to be 11. She's a terrier pit bull, and she is my baby. And I swear, when my dad died 3 years ago, I swear in my heart my dad sent her to me. I truly believe that. She's perfect.
Yes, animals are special. Yes, they are. I bet she is perfect.
She doesn't like a lot of other dogs, but she loves people, and she loves me. I know. I just love her. I've had dogs my whole life, but this one, maybe it's my age. She's just perfect. She's a perfect disposition for my age. She's sleeping on my legs right now. I'm telling you, she's Velcro. I just love her. But anyhow, I just thought I'd say that. I know my dad. I want to say thank you. But anything you can pick up for me, you can drive the car. I don't mind whatever. Or if you pick up anything in my career.
Okay.
Which I really like.
So
everybody's got
a
story. Everybody's. I've been listening to all your readings. I know. We all do. Go on.
We all do, including me even. I mean, we all have, something happening. Life isn't simple. It's not just one thing and everything. You know, life is complicated.
I know.
So do you work in insurance? Is there something with insurance with you?
You're so good. It's around it. You're not God. It's banking, but that's just about this. They do offer insurance. I just don't work in that area. But you're right. That's around the same thing. It's banking. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah, you know, you're suited to that for some reason. I don't know. What part of banking? Like a teller?
I work in private banking, like the trust and the estates.
Yes, I know very well about those. My dad died, so yes, know about that.
Okay, and pensions too, and yes.
And people like you are wonderful. They're so helpful. I mean, you just really need help in that kind of. I think you're going to stay where you're at. Are you happy where you're at?
I am. I'll be there 3 years in January. I thought maybe, Renee, I didn't know. I was thinking maybe next year I could post for another job in another department, but there is still more I can learn in the department that I'm at. I'm just going to take it one day at a time. I'm just so grateful to have a job. But
yeah,
I may
really
consider next year, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you know a Nick?
A Nick? Oh my! I know. I'm not offhand. That doesn't mean a Nick isn't going to pop up.
I keep hearing like Nikki or Nick.
What to think about that?
And was your dad a really loving person?
He was later in life. Yes, he was, but he didn't show it. He really was. He would do anything for his grandkids, for us. He had three girls. He was.
I feel like also he was quite a he was an older soul, he feels like, but he feels like when he passed, he really took this role on about being almost like a guide or a teacher. But more than that, do you live alone?
I do. I sure do. In my condo with my dog.
Well, that's better than any man or woman alive. I'm a dog person too, and a kitty cat person. So let's see. I don't have a cat right now. I only have a dog. It's driving me crazy. He's just a puppy. But I feel like, is there a, he keeps talking about a connection to September.
That's me and my sister's birthdays. It sure is. That's my birthday.
Did his name start with a J?
Yes. You're so silly. You're unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, I'm just, he's engulfing me. With this, he has this wisdom. He has this wisdom about him, and it's just like overwhelming me. And
he's
I feel like he's smart.
Oh, but didn't have confidence. I know.
So yeah, I feel like he had a rough childhood.
Go on.
Go ahead.
We'll never know the truth. He never talked about it. I think he had a very stern mother. Not that she was mean. She had seven kids back then. And not that she was mean, but she did it the military way. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay.
And, yeah.
But I believe you. I think he did too, but he would never talk about it.
And is there a Leo? Is that a brother to him? No.
A Leo?
It's bigger than Leo, the word, but all I see is L-E-O. Leonard.
Leonard was his, oh my gosh. Actually, Leonard was his father-in-law. How's that?
Oh.
His dad was never home, I don't think.
Oh. He's on the other side, too. So the two of those guys kind of, I was going to say bum around, but that's not nice to say.
My dad died. My dad was very young. I was like 3, 4, 5. I will never forget it. It's the only time I ever saw my dad cry. He bawled his eyes out in the middle of the night. I will never forget that.
Aww.
Ever. No time. But I didn't mean to enter. I'll listen. I'm sorry. Okay.
You know, and that's funny, too, because I think of my stepfather, and the only time we ever saw him cry was when his mother died. And I mean, boo-hoo-hoo. This guy was a Marine. And he just, you know, he was so strict. He was my stepfather, but he was a good man. And I remember him just bawling like a baby. And then my father, who was in World War II, when my mother and father got a divorce, I remember him crying, and that's the only time I ever saw him cry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when you see your father cry, it's really quite an impact on you, you know?
I don't know why,
because you never saw them do it before. You know, my mother I'd seen cry before. Father. So just, I think that, his energy around you is very potent. I think that when the day comes, a long, 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 long time from now, he will be the one calling you, so you're not afraid. You know, there's nothing really to be afraid of. But I think, when you go home, he's going to be there. And I don't know. He just feels very warm and very safe. And I think you're right. He sent that dog to you so you could find them. And it was just like how I found my puppy. It was out of the blue. And I think that's how those things work, especially with animals. And I think you're much better
fostering.
With the dog.
Oh, would you stop?
Pardon me?
Yeah, I help out with the dog center. I just saw her on the website out of the blue. She was emaciated. I'm like, I have to have her. And I took and I kept her.
That happens with us, with people, with animals. Like if we meet somebody and they go, you go, my God, I feel like I know them. And those are all important. A lot of times they can be like karmic entanglements, like we have maybe something with them from the past, emotional issues or something. And we can even have like that with animals, because they have also agreements with us to come into our lives at certain times, to help us, but also they are also learning. And so we give to them also. I can't imagine what we give to animals when animals are loved so unconditionally, you know. It's just warms my heart, makes me have faith.
I know.
In the world again.
But you're so funny. But you do feel that my career is secure and I'm going to stay there. I want to retire there if I can.
I definitely, oh yeah, you've got a home and they really appreciate you. And yeah, I think you're going to be there a while. If you want to, you're going to be there. They're not going to try to get rid of you or anything like that. There's no way. You're valued. And I think that's important to know. Hopefully they give you enough money. I think you have a while to go for retirement, don't you? Aren't you 50-ish-y or something?
I sure am. I'm up in the 50s. I'm 57.
Yeah, you felt 50-ish-y. So that means 50, I don't know what.
That's okay.
But,
I'm not ashamed of my age.
No, me either. And my 50s were amazing.
Yeah.
So were my 40s. 40s and 50s were good. 60s, meh. I'm feeling more. I'm feeling more pain in my 60s. So.
Interesting. I'm going to work till 67. That's what my plans are anyway. But that was wonderful. I'm so glad that made me feel a lot better. But my last thing I'll say, because I know you've got to get to other readers, I have a reading with you in November. I can't wait. I want a reading
with
you.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Oh, great.
I'll ask you about my personal life. Yeah. We'll talk about my personal life then.
Okay.
I let you pick up whatever you did tonight. Yeah.
Okay, Sharon. Thank you, sweetheart. Have a great night.
You as well. Bye.
I go to bed so early. I go to bed like at 7. And it's so funny because the puppy that I have, we got him in January. So he was a baby and I said, you know, this dog I'm going to train different. So he goes to bed with me every night at 7 o'clock. I did that when he was little. And he sleeps all night long until, to be honest, 4:30 or 5 in the morning. And then, but if I don't go to bed at 7, he sits there now. He's almost a year old. He'll be a year old next month. He's a Sagittarius. And he sits there and he stares at me. And then if I ignore him, he goes to the bedroom door and lays in front of it. That's how trained he is. And another funny thing is that every night almost, I listen to a podcast by Barbara DeLong called Nightlight. And if you want to listen to a podcast, it's really interesting. And they're about 2 hours long. And so the beginning of that music, he's heard it since he was a baby, a teeny tiny baby. So when we go to bed and I put that on and he hears that podcast, he gets right in bed. He knows that, you know, it's time to go to bed. So he's so funny. Okay, Donna. Okay, Donna. Yeah. Thank goodness I have a screener.
Hi, Renee.
Donna. Hi,
how are you?
Oh,
good.
I'm okay.
That's good. Yeah, wonderful. I've been doing these 23-hour fast where I just have one meal with protein and vegetable or salad, and I've been on it for 3 weeks now, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and I'm not hungry, and yeah, it's good. I'm losing weight, and terrific.
You know, they say, I was reading an article about fasting, and I kind of fast. Like when I wake up in the morning, I don't like to eat till like noon, and and then I eat when I'm hungry, but I try to stretch it out. But I've heard some really good things about that. I'm glad you're doing it and it's working. You're happy with it.
Uh-huh. Thank you. So I'm so happy I want to meet someone now. And Let's know what you're picking up on.
Did I talk to you before and you were going on a date?
No, wasn't me.
Gosh, do you have dark hair?
I do.
Okay. I see you. I see you in like this really pretty multicolored, it looks like a silk, or it could be polyester, but I like to think it's silk. I don't know why. And it's a print, but it's gold and yellows. It's really pretty. And you have on, I don't know how you dress, but this is how I'm seeing you. So anyway, you're getting ready for a date. Do you have a date coming up?
No, I wish I did. Kind of hard where I live to get dates. I don't know. I mean, I meet men, but they're all married. And my 60, 80 doesn't really appeal to me. It's just too old for me. I'm a young 60. I'm younger than my age. I look younger and I act younger.
To me, you look younger. I mean, I'm seeing somebody who's, you look much younger, if I'm seeing you correctly. But, like my husband, he's 78. And you would never know he's 78, honestly.
Oh, wow.
But I think those are few and far between.
They are.
I think you need to join something, but where there are more singles and not all women and not all married men, but some, I don't know, but I feel like it's something you have to join. You're in California?
Santa Barbara. Yeah.
Ooh, you're in a good place. I love Santa
pretty
Barbara.
Here.
Yeah, I used to live over in Lompoc. I think that was the poor place, but we used to go over to Santa Barbara a lot. But Santa Barbara is beautiful, yeah. And I think that, you're ready to meet somebody. Things are moving that way for you. I feel like you got to get out somehow and in a group meet someone.
Okay, I can join the new club.
Something and just try it and see, you know.
And then next year I'm planning on going to Mexico for a couple months. My friend's friend is there scouting out a 3-bedroom apartment somewhere in Mexico. She's going to pick out a really nice place and go share the room with my friend who lives in Hawaii. But I won't go for 3 months. I'll go for a month.
And you know, the funny thing is you may end up, you're going to go to Hawaii too?
And I'm going to, my brother's treating me to Hawaii for a week on the Big Island.
You know, that may be where you meet someone.
That'd be nice.
When are you going?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of ups and downs because he has a condo on the beach and he rents it out to Airbnb and we're just waiting for someone to cancel. So as soon as they cancel, we'll take the week.
So it could be like within the next 3 months? Or two months?
It could be.
So I because I really get a strong feeling in the next 3 months you're going to run into somebody, and I don't feel like it's going to be there. When you said Hawaii, I don't know about Mexico, but Hawaii, my ears perked up. And you need to wear yellow and gold.
Okay.
There's something about that with your hair and your skin tone that will look really good with gold accents. That's how I see you.
I have long hair.
Good.
And I'm about tall.
I let my hair grow long too. Like my mother, well, my mom always had short hair. But it seems like when women get older, they always cut their hair off, right? And I said, I don't care. I'm not cutting my hair off.
Good. Good.
I like it. And I think it's just fun to have long hair. I don't know. You can do so much with it. Of course,
oh, I put
I've shaved,
on the
shaved my I've
huh?
shaved my head before. I got tired of my hair, and I said, that's it. And I shaved my head before. I wasn't mad or anything. It just feels really good to do that. But,
oh,
no, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. So I think something's going to happen here in 3 months, and I do see you dressed up and going out on a date. So that's
okay.
I'm going with that. I know exactly what I'm seeing. So it's very plain.
Sure.
It's like right in my face. Okay, Donna, so you'll have to call back and let us know.
I will. Thank you, Renee. Appreciate it.
Okay, you take care, sweetheart. And I just keep seeing that man coming towards you. Good man. Not married, single, fun-loving, young at heart. There you go. Okay, let's see. I have to check. Okay. Amy, just listening. And Amy, hi, Amy. I just say hi. And let's see, done. Okay, yeah, Tia. Hi, Tia.
Hello?
What's up? Yes.
Hi, I was just calling in to see if there was any messages from Spirit for me.
Okay. There is someone who has quite the little voice. That keeps saying that there it's a okay, so it's a female and it's a little voice that says that you're getting messages yourself. You're things that are happening and you're ignoring them.
Probably not realizing it, I would think. I don't
is
know.
Your mom, is your mom on the other side?
No.
Is that who? Okay. Well, who would have like the little, it's like a little voice. It's like a very sweet little voice. It almost sounds like a little grandma or maybe a friend, a female.
I have two grandmothers in spirit.
This one has, she wasn't big. And I don't mean big in body. I mean, she had a small, quiet little voice. Does that make sense at all?
It's not registering right now. I'm trying to think. Are they older?
She's older, but she's real small. She's very petite. Her wrists are teeny tiny.
It could be one of my grandmas, my grandma Lynn, Vera.
Because she reminds me of a lady from the nursing home years ago I used to take care of named Hazel. Well, I won't say her last name. And I almost said it. And she is small like her. And she reminds me of her. So her hair is a little bit longer. It's not in a masculine or a short little cut. It's in a more of a feminine. She was very feminine and cared about like the things she wears.
My grandma.
Like your what?
It sounds like it's my grandma.
I think it is. Anyway, she is talking to you all the time at night. Like right before you go to sleep, I can see her whispering in your ear and talking to you. And do you have a hard time sleeping at night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Terrible.
And,
terrible.
Yeah. It's almost like she's trying to calm you down. That it's like, is your mind like monkey mind? It just keeps talking and talking and thinking and thinking.
Yep. It never stops.
Oh, God. I hate when I get like that. Every once in a while, it gets crazy. And usually what I do is I say a prayer. And I say the prayer over and over and over until, you know, I'm just concentrating on that prayer and I'm not thinking about everything under the sun. And unless a lot is going on, it can make you nuts. But so the message is about you sleeping. One that I say is, I say the Lord's Prayer. And then also I say, I am the soul, I am the light divine, I am love, I am will, I am a perfect design. And I was taught that by my teacher because it's a small invocation to connect with the soul. And sometimes when we get out of our physical mind body and can connect to that, it can calm us down. I think she's trying to calm you down and she's concerned that you're not sleeping at night and that you're tense. And and so that really is part of it. So it's something about also like pay attention to the parts of your body that you're holding the tension in, like your neck, your hands. Like one time, I can't remember what I was reading. I had read a book that day about holding tension or anger in different parts of your body. And I was watching TV and all of a sudden I heard a voice in my head and the voice said, "Where are you holding your tension?" And I had my jaw clenched and I went, "Oh my God." So I loosened my jaw and I took some deep breaths and tried to relax and really paid attention to my jaw. And then the next thing was my hands were clenched and I was holding them, you know, like almost in fists. And I'm like, wow. And so once I started paying attention to my body more, then I knew where that tension was and I could pay more attention to letting that go and moving my hands around until he would stop clenching. And so that's the message really is, is trying to calm yourself and doing repetitive prayers.
Cancers, and I think I could see why she's concerned.
Because that's tough. And a lot, you know, you're not alone. A lot of people are having really tough times sleeping. Everybody
I'm not the only one who's up all night.
You're not. And, you know, my husband is that way. I go to bed at 7, but I don't go to sleep. I'll lay there till 8 or 9 listening to a show or something or meditating or whatever I'm doing. And then he'll go to bed about 8 or so or maybe 9, and he wakes up at midnight. And then he's up all night long.
Oh, wow. And that's got to be miserable.
Yeah, it is miserable. And then I get up at 5 with the dog. So it's tough, you know, and I know almost everybody I talk to is having a hard time sleeping. I think a lot is just the energy right now is fierce as crazy with a lot of fear. And nobody knows what's going to happen. All
right.
The things in the world. And so people pick up on it. And so if you can kind of create this bubble around yourself and say those prayers over and over and over, it kind of takes your mind off it. I know it's hard. Everybody's having a hard time. So I hope that helps you.
It
and
does.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. I had to miss a few times because my modem took a dumperoonie, and I had to get a new one, and then they sent me the wrong one. But anyway, I got it all fixed, and we're all good to go. Thank you so much, and have a great night. Have a good weekend, too. Bye. Take care.